My name is Chris Plant. I work for the Massachusetts Equipment Distribution Program, or the MassEDP, as they say when they answer the phone. We're a division of the state 911 department, and we give out telephones to people with all different disabilities. So as long as you're a resident of Massachusetts and you have a permanent issue that keeps you from being able to use the telephone as well as you'd like to, you can be a part of our program. So to sign up, you get an application from us, and it's very simple. It's basically just name, address, and telephone number. And then you have the application signed by a licensed medical professional. If you're already legally blind and you've never signed up for our program, you don't have to have the doctor's or medical professional's signature, because your certificate of blindness would supersede that. So all you need to do is fill out the application and send it back to our office, and we can look up your certificate of blindness and you're good to go. We cover the whole state. I cover the Cape and the Islands, the Fall River, New Bedford, South Shore, and up into Boston a little bit. But all different regions of the state are covered. But again, you do have to be a resident of Massachusetts. There are similar programs you could look into. You know, I heard there was someone from Seattle. That's where I was born. And I think Washington has a similar program. I heard somebody was from Connecticut, and I think they have a program too. TEPA is like the network of all the different distribution programs. And I think it's an acronym, but it's TEPPA, I believe. But if you look that up, you could find your state's program. If you had trouble finding that, you could always call us, and we have a list of the different states that have similar programs. Within our Massachusetts program, we give out simple old-fashioned landlines with big buttons and memory numbers and things like that. But obviously, way more popular now, we give out iPhones. Currently, it's the iPhone 16, but that continues to upgrade as the different Apple products upgrade. So I assume sometime within this calendar year, we would go to the 17. We're sort of at the mercy of when our vendor updates, but over the past, 4 years of us doing this, it's been within one generation of whatever the newest generation is. The majority of people I deal with get the equipment for free, a bit of an income qualifier. So if you make under $50,000 a year in income, the equipment is free. If you make over $50,000, there's some caveats with if you have dependents, it goes up by like $15,000. So it would be a $65,000 income cap with one dependent. And this is all laid out on the application. And of course, you could get that information from our office if you have questions about that. But if you do make over that income level, you pay a one-time co-payment, and it's a third of the total cost of the equipment. So if you're getting an iPhone, if it's the low vision package, the co-payment would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $350 to $400. But again, that's a one-time co-payment. So if you got a phone from us today, and then 5 years from now, you needed an update or something, you wouldn't pay that co-payment again. It definitely is a better value than going out and buying a phone on your own. And then again, if you're under that $50,000 of income per year, the phone is completely free. For landlines or cell phone, the client is responsible for the service bill. So we'll provide the equipment, but you would still need to pay your Verizon bill or your T-Mobile bill if it's a cell phone. The phones are unlocked, though, so you can use any provider you want. So if you like your current provider and you just want to switch service over, 100%, we can do that. Or if you didn't have a cell phone and you're getting a new provider, you can kind of do your research about, what signal strength is the best around you, what the best budget for you is, and things like that. So what makes it different than just buying an iPhone at the store on your own? The physical phone is exactly the same, but it comes preloaded depending on your disability. And obviously, I'll talk today about the low vision options more than the other ones, but each disability package comes with different apps specific to the disability preloaded onto the phone. But it's also your phone. So if there's other apps that aren't on there that you use, like if you use WhatsApp, for instance, of course, you can add that to your phone. And it's not, it's not restricted in any way. So you can do whatever you would do with your regular phone, you can do with our phone. It is your phone. The only thing that it has built into it that is, I wouldn't want to say tracking, but if you lost the phone, you could contact us and they can do, with your permission, like a one-time location search for it. But other than that, we have no idea like what you're doing with your phone. It's completely private. So just to reiterate, if you are interested in being part of the program, you get an application from us and just send it back to us if you're already certified as being legally blind. If you're low vision but not officially legally blind, you would need to have a doctor or a licensed medical professional sign the application. After you're part of the program, so if any of you got a phone like 10 years ago or something, you don't need to reapply. You can just call us and say, hey, I have an old phone and I want to update to something new. If you got a landline relatively recently, like within the last 3 years, they probably wouldn't let you update to an iPhone yet. Or they might say you have to return the landline because technically you're only allowed one telephone at a time. But we can go through that on each individual calling the office if you have questions about that. And then what's nice about our program is if you're the kind of person who is good at technology, we just give you the phone and you're great. If you're the kind of person who's a little hesitant to get an iPhone because you think you're not tech savvy enough or something, which I don't think really applies to this group, but I run into it all the time, I will come out and work with our clients and teach them how to use the different apps, set up Apple IDs, whatever they need. I sit down and help them with it. And then if I need to go back another time, we go back as much as we need to help people. If there's something I can't figure out, which I've run into a bunch of times because the iPhone can do so many things. And especially when it updates and like other settings might get turned on that you're not used to. I can always sit down with you too and we can call Apple and use the Apple accessibility like screen sharing and get whatever issue that we have solved. I had a client, he was trying to use the Find My Phone thing and his phone would see his family members, but his family members couldn't see him. And I tried everything I could think of and Googled a bunch of different stuff and changed the settings, turned things on, reset the phone, updated the software. And it ended up being that in one of the updates, Find My Phone became like an encrypted feature. So to use it, you had to have a Face ID set up, which he didn't. And the people at Apple didn't even realize until they did like a conference call with a bunch of other tech people. And it took us all like a half an hour to figure it out. And then we added a Face ID for him and just like that, all of a sudden, everything worked fine. So even if you're not a member of our program, take advantage of that Apple accessibility. It's fantastic. And you can get them, I don't know if it's 24 hours, but it's definitely 7 days a week during business hours. If you had a phone from me, for instance, and you had a problem on the weekend, you could just call them and probably get it solved in 10 minutes without having to go to the Apple store, without having to wait for me to get out to you. Does anybody have any questions?
Yeah, this is Jerry with a question. Can you say a little more about some of the other disability packages that are available, particularly for people with difficulty using their hands or people who are hard of hearing?
The hearing package is relatively straightforward. It's a lot of captioning apps for calls. What I've found most helpful, especially for people that have like a paired hearing device, like AirPods or their hearing aids, there's a feature that's built into the phone called Live Listen. So if you have trouble, especially in a situation where there's like a lot of background noise, like if you're in a restaurant or something, you can turn on Live Listen. And then if the person you're speaking to is relatively close to the microphone of your phone, it will eliminate the background noise and just play the audio directly into your either headphones or hearing aids from your iPhone. I was testing it with a client the other day and I went in the other room with her phone and was speaking into it and she could hear me just like I'm sitting next to her. It also does a live transcribe. If you really couldn't hear what the person's saying, it will type out a live conversation to you and you can change the languages and stuff. So it becomes like a captioning translator too, which is pretty cool. And then in terms of like motion disabilities, I'm not as experienced with that yet because I just don't have as many clients, but obviously just using the Siri is super helpful. But there are other things built into the software of the iPhone. Like there's one called eye tracking, where you can like move things around on the screen by looking at it. And I'm no expert in that yet, but you can adjust the touch settings and stuff. So if you have trouble with your fingers, or, you know, like neuropathy in your fingers or something, it will change how the screen reacts to your touch inputs. For a lot of my cognitive people and speech issues, there's a bunch of really fancy communication apps that come preloaded onto the phone. I've had a lot of younger users use that who gets signed up by like a speech pathologist from the school system. And the nice thing about that is that I can't remember the name of the app, but it's like Go to Speak or something like that. But it costs like $600. And then there's like a $100 yearly subscription or something. For my younger people, it's nice that we can give that out for free, because it is a pretty big financial commitment.
The app you're referring to, the Proloco?
Yes, yes.
It's an AAC device, augmentative
auxiliary really communication device.
Yes, yeah. Yes. It used to be a standalone device. It's now an app. The app is pretty good, but also very expensive.
If you got a phone in the past and you made a copayment for it, like say you got a standard desk phone with talking buttons or something, I believe if you paid a copayment then, you would not have to pay another one. That would be a question for my manager, though, which I can find out and email you and update. But I know, like, if you got a phone right now and paid the copayment on it, you don't have to pay a copayment on getting another phone. So I would imagine that would be true even if you were going from a landline to like an iPhone, for instance.
I have a question for you, Chris. The Live Listen, where do you find that?
That is in the accessibility settings. So if you go to accessibility and then scroll down to audio and hearing, it's there. And then once you have it turned on or like activated, it's in the swipe down control menu. So if you swipe down from the right corner, and you can have the controls for like the flashlight and the volume and those things, there's a circle with an icon of an ear in it. And you hit that, it's like a shortcut, and it will just turn it on and start listening.
When I'm out, I wear hearing aids, and I am going to be curious to see in a real restaurant. My hearing aids, I have a program I can use for restaurants, but instead of using that the next time I'm out, I'm going to try the Live Listen and see which I like better.
And this is anecdotal, but from the people that I've heard use it, they've had better luck with the noise canceling of the background sound with the Live Listen than with the restaurant or background sound hearing aid setting. But yeah, it would be an interesting experiment.
I'm going to try it, and through Cabina, I'll let you know.
Excellent. One question that I get a lot is, do we give out other accessibility devices that work with the phone, like headphones or a keyboard, things like that? We don't. We only give out the iPhone currently. Hopefully, and I have no timeline on this, but hopefully we'll be giving out iPads also. So you would have a choice between either getting the iPhone or getting an iPad. It's in the works, but I have no idea the timeline of it. And it's been in the works for a while, but I know that would be a nice option down the road too.
Thank you, Chris. Much appreciated. That was excellent.